Shalom v'achar abayis v'ez Hashem continue the Pelayoitz is Aleph, share number 55 in Aves Reim. Siluk hasinu adei shiyachshoiv alav anoysov. So we started discussing in the previous share dan l'kaschus, judge the other person favorably. Looking at the other person's positive attributes, looking at your negative attributes, will help remove sinner from the person. You see somebody doing something wrong, and you wonder yourself, what kind of person is that? You know what? Chazal tell us, Ein Adam Roye Nigi Atzmai. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, the Geyed, it's discussing the Goyim. It's a Mishnah meaning that you can't paskin on your own nega, on your own blemish, if it's a real blemish or not. The Bali Musa take this Lashon, Ein Adam Roye Nigi Atzmai. We don't see our own faults. You have to look at them. You have to try to see them, to try to improve on them. But it's very easy to find other people's faults. Pelayoitz now continues on giving us some Eitzah advice. How to remove Siluk Hasina, how to remove hatred to being upset with other people. Al Yedeshi Yashiv Alav Anoysav. You know how? Focus on your shortcomings, not theirs. Focus on your shortcomings. Aval ha'odom ein loy lisnoy l're'eyu al she'ein loy hoylich b'derech toifim. We asked, should a person hate someone else because he's not doing the right things? And we said, no, we don't do that. Unless the person is what's called a halachic rasha. He is a bona fide halachic rasha. And I want to say, the same way you ask, you know, in this generation, there are so many different hechsherim, the different pictures. There's the OU, this different picture of this and that. Is someone showed me yesterday, they said, oh, don't leave from that thing. They're not sure if it looked like an OU with a U and an O, and three times backwards, forwards. So what do? So you WhatsApp people, you call it, you know, this organization, until you for sure know, I can read from this action. Same thing as well. Let's not paskin that this person is a Russia. So if we're paskin that he's not a Russia, so you know what the halach is now? You have to love him now. There's no room for sinner. Now, that doesn't excuse if he's doing something wrong. We don't encourage it. But Legabi, our topic now, in regards to what we're discussing, there's no sinner. There's no hatred. There's ava. There's love. And it starts with inside. You should look at that person. You're walking down the street. It's Erev Shabbos now. You take a Shabbos walk. Let's train ourselves. You see another yid? Tell yourself, I love him. Don't say it out loud. It's going to be very strange. Instead of saying good Shabbos, say I love you. he's gonna be very confused. What did you say? Right. So be careful, okay? But in your head, when you see another yid, say v'haftu l'recha kamoicha, I love him. And even if it's somebody that's you think, you know, he doesn't maybe do everything so right, mitzvahs, this and that. But we just said, he's not called a Rasha. So if he's not a Rasha, you're not allowed to hate him. Aval adam einoy listen l'reyu al she'einoy hoylech b'derech toifim. Shim kein v'yoyseg yesh listenoy es atzmai. You hear what he says here? If you are allowed to hate somebody who is not going the proper path, so you know who you should hate? The person in the mirror. The person that you see when you look at in the mirror. If you're allowed to hate someone who's not doing things correct, you should hate yourself. That's what he says. Ki mi ze orei valiboy loymer shehemik hirchiv v'chol asher b'koich lasas also k'debayi lim mevod. Who is a person that can say, I'm doing all the mitzvahs properly. I'm davening properly. Been under the makom between me and Hashem. You know, I want to, let's give an example. Let's give an example over here. It's popped into my head just now. Bein Adam l'malkim, between man and Hashem, can a person say, I had kavan in all 19 brachos, by shachris, by mincha, by mariv? Or can he say he has points, freaking flyer points, because of all the traveling his mind was making? Can he say that? Bein Adam l'malkim, is a person, you know, there are people, like I said earlier, that they're shikr on learning. Never get enough. Just like you have an alcoholic who can't get enough alcohol, is never satisfied. Are we shikr in learning? Or we say, you know, I learned my daf yoimi. Check. I did enough. You know what? Learn another daf. You'll be ahead. I knew somebody, a tzaddik. Unfortunately, he was nifter. He was like seven blot ahead. He was always like seven blot ahead. He didn't say, oh, you know, I learned my daf for today. Ben Adam Lamakim, can a person say I'm learning enough? Let me ask you another question. When there's an opportunity to give tzedakah, does a person feel uncomfortable? Oh, hope he doesn't see me. Oh, no. Oh, in WhatsApp, they have those two checks that you could see I received it. Oh, I'm not going to click it open. I'm not going to click open that WhatsApp message. That this way, I know he's asking me for tzedakah, but if I don't click it open, maybe I didn't see it. Hint. Right? When it comes to tzedakah, does a person feel a little cringe inside? Ah! I hope he's not really asking for tzedakah. Now, well, let's take a step back. Let's take a step back. Right. Let's take a step back. Is giving tzedakah a mitzvah? The answer is yes. Okay. Now, if a person doesn't have to give, he can't give. So you're exempt. Let's say you're Ramesh. I know some people, by the way. I know some people that they reached out to me. They told me, I apologize, I can't give now. I went over my quota. I did more than, and I have to catch up. Please give me some time. In other words, they gave more than a miser. They gave ahead of their miser. I met some people like this. They gave ahead. And I know somebody who gave ahead of his miser, and he still gave. You hear this? This is the beauty of people. But if a person has tzedakah to give, so in other words, he's not potter, so why is he cringing? Let him give tzedakah. It's a mitzvah. Do a besimcha. And let's understand this correctly. The one who writes a check gets more than the one who's receiving it. Let's understand that correctly. So what are we discussing here? The Pelioitz is saying like this. If a person is permitted to hate someone who's not doing things correctly, let him start with himself. Let her start with themselves. Can we really say we're doing all the mitzvahs properly? And the answer is, most probably not. But you know what? When it comes to ourselves, we're very easy to say, I'm a good person. And that's the same way we have to treat other people. Could you imagine that? Imagine you treat other people like this. Because we agreed. We're not passing on people out there rishayim. That the same way you have halacha shayla, if it's a good action, get a psak halacha, go to your rav, have a private meeting with him because you don't want to ask this question in public. Is so-and-so a rasha, halachic rasha? No. Okay, ask the shayla privately. And then when he tells you no, so you know what comes out? You have a mitzvah to love the person. So bottom line is, says the Pelioitz, it says you're not better than your friend. Now, it's 9 minutes and 42 seconds. We didn't finish this topic yet. I'm going to finish this topic. It's another few lines. But it's this piece right here, as it's broken up in this sefer. So, we're going a little further than our 5, 6, 7 minutes share today. V'ulai chaver toiv mimenu. You hear this now? Listen to what he just said here. First, we said that we might not be any better than the next person that we with that we're not so happy with. Now he's saying it could be he's better than you. It could be that person that you're looking down on is a better person in Hashem's eyes than you. V'ulai chaveiroi toiv mimenu. Lifi erkoi v'asagos av yecholto. According to his capabilities, according to what he can accomplish. Let's give an example. Let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a certain person with the capability of an 8-ounce cup. An 8-ounce cup. He fills his cup to 8 ounces. Let's put it like this. He fills his cup to 7 ounces. He does 7 ounces. In other words, he's almost to the top. Let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds a person with the koyach potential of a gallon. Of a gallon. And this person does 12 ounces. So he's doing more than that person with the 7 ounces. But in regards to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that person the potential to accomplish, it's much less. Maybe your friend is better than you. Maybe he's a better person than you. But what are we doing? We're looking down on him. Now he brings the Maimer HaChacham. So I've seen this Lashon in, let's say, the Aruch HaTzadikim, in Sfarim like the Aruch HaTzadikim, the Chayav HaSavavos. What is the way, the approach, we should look at other people? And we should view other people as follows. If a person is wiser than me, so I should give him the kavod because Hashem gave him this koyach. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him this chokhmah. Now he learned, he studied. Vim hu tipish mimeni, let's say he's not as smart as me. Royal chavdoy al shutoy mimeni. So there's another way to look at him in a more positive light than how he's better than me. Royal chavdoy vim hu tipish mimeni. He's not as smart as me. He's a better person than me. He's a nicer person. He smiles to everyone. He pushes his chair back in after he finishes davening. He cares about the cleanliness of the shul. He puts away his siddurim. You know the stipler, we've mentioned this, the stipler, Rav Aaron, Zichron Rav Aaron Kotler, they say a person who doesn't put back svarim, you want to know how he passed in Russia, by the way? I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa. They call those people Rishayim. Because they cause Bittul Torah. They cause Bittul Torah. So Talmud Torah connected Kulum. The greatest mitzvah is Talmud Torah. So of the worst Averis is causing Bittul Torah. So you have someone who's Makbid. Not only does he put away his Svarim. He's always on the way out. He puts away 2-3 other Svarim. This is how we're supposed to look at other people. Look at something positive. And even that person that we always talk about that leaves those dirty tissues on the table that are definitely wrong. But you know what? He also has positive traits. He should not be putting those dirty tissues on the table. But he also has positive traits. Focus on the positive. Focus on the positive. So it's already almost 14 minutes. Let's finish this. Why? Because whatever he's doing wrong, we're saying he's tipish mimeni. He's not as smart as me. So he's doing it by mistake. However, I know what's right. I know what's wrong. And I'm doing it intentionally wrong. We have to look at him in the more positive light. This is the chacham. This is what the Chacham says, how we should remove this sinner. Imagine if everybody would practice this piece over here. You know, we live in a world of sinner schinam. There are bombs going, Rachman Slon, we shouldn't hear this, in Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem's talking to us. How do we get rid of sinner schinam? Right here. He's telling us the antidote right here. This is the antidote. V'chein al zeh derech kazois v'kazois, and this approach, hachai yitain eliboy machshavo yistahoyro yislavriach esasino, hachai yitain eliboy. The person who is alive should focus, should concentrate, to look at the positive traits of other people. Yes, the person behind me is blasting his horn when I'm at a red light and there are five cars in front of me. What does he want from me? What does he want me to do? It gets annoying. Listen, we've been there. What he wants me to smash the five cars in front of me? What should I do? And you turn around and you see this yid who's doing this to you. What? That's what he's talking right now. That scenario, he's saying, apply it. Somehow, some way, think to yourself, you know, maybe he's in a rush. He has to go help his mother. Maybe he has to go help his mother. Maybe that's why he's honking on the horn right now. V'chein al derech zeh azois, kazois v'kazois achayitin aliboy, machshovos tohoirois, lehavriach es asino. To remove this hatred, and to arouse the love for other Yidden. Imagine a person, Rachman l'son l'yaleinu, he has an illness, he has something that needs to go be removed from a doctor. He goes to the doctor removes this thing from his body. He comes out, b'simcha tzuma, tremendous happiness. He's elated. He's so b'simcha. He's excited. The doctor removed that thing that doesn't belong in his body. Sinna does not belong in our body. Sinna does not belong in our body. And here the Pele Yoetz is telling us how to remove it. Hine scharo itoi. Meruba mida toiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward you tremendously. Avas Yisrael, Avas Reyin, remove this sinner. And this is the Eitzah from the Pele Yoetz, how to do so.